you have for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it.
All right. Yesterday, we had to forego Stump the Chef because the presidential press conference went 2.5 hours yesterday, and we carried the entire thing. And I will say this, that we missed out on something. Stump the Chef is a very important item for me because it's the only time we really get to have fun on this program in the whole 4 hours of it every day. So here's the idea. The idea, if you've not heard this before, the idea is this. We get a contestant earlier in the show who comes up with 3 items from their kitchen that they've got. And we're asking people, they've got stuff in their cupboard that they probably haven't used in a while, that they bought it, seemed like a good idea at the time, they haven't used it. And if you want to use that, because we're going to have major chefs, and we have a James Beard Award winner. This is our third James Beard Award winning chef we've had on Stump the Chef, who is going to then take these often disparate ingredients and make something out of them. And Chef Debbie Gold is joining us right now. And she is again, James Beard winner, Top Chef Masters alum. She is with Found Kitchen, 1631 Chicago Avenue in Evanston. And boy, that Chicago Avenue is something fun in Evanston now, man. There's so many great things. And your restaurant, one of the best in the Chicago metropolitan area. Forget about Evanston. I mean, let's not forget about Evanston. I'm sure the mayor would be mad at me for saying that. But you know what I mean. And you're also
thank you, yes.
The Barn Steakhouse as well is a part of your empire there. All right. And you're offering curbside to go too, right?
Yes, we are. We're doing curbside. We're about to start with the do-it-yourself kits. We're going to put together some Easter baskets so you can still celebrate Easter and not have to cook or work too hard. We've got a lot of fun stuff planned.
Okay. And you're also involved in Connections for the Homeless. I want to get this in, too, because we got a lot of stuff going on here. And the homeless are really hard hit by what's going on here because services are altered and beds are harder and harder and harder for them to find. And Connections was founded over 30 years ago by religious leaders, a rebellious group of religious leaders, it says here, a small army of community volunteers as well. And the commitment continues today, serving people of all ages who are homeless and those who are on the verge of losing their home. And the program, launched in 1984 by Hilda's Place, continues to provide shelter for the homeless 365 days a year. And that's Connect, the number 2, home.org. So thank you for doing that. That's very good. Now, all right, we're gonna try and stump you here. And quite honestly, this is why I'm always impressed by this particular bit, because yet we have not found a chef who could be stumped, despite how ridiculous these ingredients can be. Now we bring in our contestant Matt. All right, Matt, give us your 3 ingredients, please, for the chef.
Hi, everybody. My three ingredients are water chestnuts, wheat thins, and ground turkey.
All right, now let me stop you right there for a second. I want to stop everybody there for a second. Now, this is the second time water chestnuts have come up. And, you know, I think you could look in the kitchen cabinets, the cupboards, whatever you want to call them, the pantries of just about everybody I know, and probably everybody you know, and if you opened them up and went through them, you would find one of those little cans of water chestnuts. I don't know why we bought them in the first place. I have no idea what recipe we were thinking of or why we walked by them in the store and we thought, this is a good idea. But everybody seems to have those for some reason. I just don't know why. What, Matt, why did you buy them?
I had the same question.
Well, to be quite fair, I'm at my mother's house, and that is what she has. Yeah. So I could, and she doesn't even eat water chestnuts, so I actually couldn't tell you why she has them.
I don't know. I don't know why people want them. But, I mean, listen, I love them in Chinese food. I don't want to take anything. I think the water chestnut may be it's the forgotten chestnut. All right, Chef, what do you want to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing that went through my head when I heard chestnuts is, I don't know if you remember, but when I was growing up, we used to do this thing called ramaki, where you wrapped it, chestnut, chicken liver, wrapped in a piece of bacon.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? I don't, I think that's a thing from my youth only. A lot of people haven't heard of it, so I'm just like, that was my favorite thing. But
yeah,
when
people, I know, when Chef, I want to just stop you for that. That's an interesting point, because in the 1970s, that's when I first was introduced to the water chestnut by my parents, who, again, would buy them and then wrap the bacon around them for no apparent reason. And I think we've given up on that. And I think I know why we've given up on it, because it wasn't really that good to begin with. But all right, go ahead. Take it away. What do you want to do? You got wheat thins, you got a water chestnut, and you got ground turkey.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with the ground turkey being lean, so we're looking towards healthy, something light, being cooped up inside for who knows how long, and we got another 30 days to do this. So I thought it would be fun to do maybe some lettuce wraps with the turkey, because you don't have to add a lot of fat. You can dice up the water chestnuts. You'd have to get some sort of like a bib lettuce or a romaine lettuce. I would say if you had like some soy sauce or the gluten-free soy, which is called tamari, you could saute that up in that. And then, put them in the little cups of the lettuce and eat that. And then here's the trick with the wheat thins, though. So whenever you do something, so you're going to have soft lettuce. You know, the ground turkey is going to be somewhat soft. So I suggest that you crumble up the wheat thins and use it as a garnish on top.
I like that. I like that a lot. Should I toast the wheat thins? Or, because they're already technically toasted, do I just leave them as is?
You can do either or. But, yeah, I mean, as long as they're still nice and fresh and crunchy, you don't necessarily need to toast it. But I just crumble them up and add that as a crunchy thing.
I don't know
what else you want.
The wheat thin is a very confusing item for me, because it theoretically shouldn't be any good. But then when you start eating them, they're sort of strangely sweet and salty at the same time. And you're like, I don't know, how did they get sweet? What happened there? I never fully understood that. And now you got the wheat thin, you got the water chestnut, you got the ground turkey, and we actually have a working recipe right there. Matt, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Matt ripped us off for a $25 gift certificate, actually, thanks to Debbie, to Found Kitchen in Evanston, offering a la carte and complete meals for curbside to go. Visit foundkitchen.com for more information. And, Chef, thank you for being with us, and congratulations on all of your success. And you can find Found Restaurant at 1631 Chicago Avenue in Evanston. Or their sister restaurant.
It was my pleasure to be a part.
Thank you very much. The Barn Steakhouse as well.